just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight, when everything is still and the moon is bright. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
A fortress in the sky, the cleft the life it holds. We live on borrowed time. Alone, a blue wave will they fear. Their army still advance, from the murky depths they rise. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream, for the flesh they need tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead, tonight. Massive flames arise, they burn out of control, in this hunted genocide. All, they find a way inside, those who could escape, had no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream,
all Children, now we always go too far. We've got a sense of humor, but we dried up where she was standing, and the tears ran down my face as she lay bleeding on the landing. And then we called out, Mama, quick, we think our granny's dying. And when Mama came a-running, we pretended to be crying.
We said we saw her trip.
They couldn't tell that we were lying. And since Granny was unconscious, she was doing no denying. With us two dreadful children, destruction is our aim. The people who have dealt with us are never quite the same. We like to torture babies and to leave them in the rain. With us two dreadful children, we delight in causing pain.
We crept up to her bedroom
and we set her hair alight. And at the breakfast table next day, Auntie looked a fright.
And our dear aunt, who was always given to understatement, declared that she had slept badly that night.
With depravity,
some other than the river of a chest one time.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. We'd like to tell you more, but we just haven't got the time. We haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable.
And then one day, a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms and legs and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her as a pencil and stuck marbles up her nose. And then we joined her in the garden with a poison arrow. And after that we stopped and said, I think the lady knows.
That with us two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. With us two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten. But deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
We are two dreadful children, and we always go too far. We are two dreadful children, and we always go too far.
Disco, I am going to Mount Kisco. I am going to buy Crisco to bake a cake so I can disco, 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 disco. How long are you staying? I mostly eat Marisco so I can disco, 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 disco. I am getting tired, waiting to be hired to do disco, disco, disco. If I don't get hired to do disco, 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 Cisco. Disco, disco, disco. I am going to get fired. Disco, disco, disco. You make me so tired. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get fired, Jalisco and dance on a wire. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get Crisco, when I get to Mount Kisco, I am going to Jalisco and become a Cisco and then to Frisco, become a Cisco, and move to Frisco. Disco, disco, disco. Kisco. I'm going to Mount Kisco.
me gandal, blood move to gandal. I don't know me dem gal, blood kai ko dem gal. I don't know me gandal, blood move to gandal.
Thank you. I don't know me dem gal, flakai ko dem gal. I don't know me ganda, flarm of the ganda.
Okay, Tony, you guys want to go? Same here.
Okay, here's the fellas now. What you going to do, fellas? I can't get started, right? Okay.
Okay.
With Hal Green on vocal. Here we go.
Franklin D. Gretel Garbo, I can't get started with you.
Dunson on trumpet, Tony Coluccio on piano, and Hal Green on vocal and drums.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Lewis and the Channels.
Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63, clear. 7821 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2854 clear, 1B1, stand by.
1220, roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Blackrock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2854, clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, you always, it always, when you have a way of, you can't, thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.